setting the bar. Kelly, what are these stories?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping deuces in the wig aisle, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, that is not where we do that. Could we not find the facilities? What's happening?
Okay, so the police first reached out on social media. And
with like a screenshot from surveillance camera?
Well, they were, yeah, looking for the poopetrator so they can pursue criminal charges. They had a sense of humor there.
Oh, wait, no, we've got a, we see her face and everything.
And
oh, we got a pretty good shot of her.
Yep. And they said that the public, they're needing the public assistance in locating public enemy number two.
Oh, gosh, not number one, because it's no. Oh, look at that.
Right.
The puns don't stop.
Right. So this happened in a beauty supply store, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, it happened apparently in an aisle, damaging numerous wigs, causing about $200 worth of damage. Now,
those aren't cheap. Good ones aren't.
I don't know if, you know, she used the wigs as toilet paper or if... Right, exactly. So, again, I don't want to get into too much detail. Let's just say that the poopetrator is still on the lam, and police are still looking for her.
No. Again, why did she not ask where the facilities were? You know? And she's got like a lanyard on, so it's almost like, does she work there? I'm guessing she doesn't work there.
Yeah, I would imagine she doesn't work there. That would be...
But come on, people. It'd be not like, in the middle of the aisle.
It'd be like, Cindy, come on, please.
Cindy, the bathroom's actually, in the back.
Actually, hang on a second. They just posted that they have identified the person, so...
Well, yes, I was going to say they have like a full frontal picture of her.
Yep.
It wasn't going to take long for somebody to say, oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, I know her. So anyways, yeah, again, setting the bar, getting back to the root of this. If you can manage to make it through the day without dropping deuces in the wig aisle, damaging $200 worth of wigs, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that is the worst way to be put on blast on social media. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Your face plastered everywhere and everyone knowing that you pooped on wigs.
Yep, that is what your name is going to be for the rest of your life.
And that's one of the comments, the police department said, we've already confirmed this is not Amber Heard, so stop calling and emailing that info.
All right, that's the bar story on 99.7 EJX.